Hello, this is Kevin with episode 1 of Shock Marketing. Today I want to talk about product launch. I realize when I'm doing the show and going through it, I need an example of some of the marketing stuff I'm doing and how you take a business and what you could do with it. No, you don't need marketing for a business. You can use marketing for a lot of different things. But so I decided today I'm going to do a product launch and just explain the stuff that's going into it. As far as the marketing aspect is concerned, not necessarily the content creation or anything. My idea is to do a product launch on something I'm passionate about and on something that is really, it's a very, very niche market. And that is Radical Life Extension. It's going to be easy to find my Dream 100 and get a hold of them. It's also going to be easy to, and I'll talk about some of the concepts I'm mentioning here in future episodes. But I'm just throwing them out there while I'm talking to explain what I'll be doing. So this Radical Life Extension program, it's going to teach people just how to implement it in their daily lives without turning into health nuts. And it's going to be easy to market locally, you know, on foot where I'm at, or in person where I'm at, because I am in South Florida, where there's a lot of focus on health related things. Health related businesses do very well over here. The product launch is mostly going to be online stuff, but it does help if I'm not limited to just online forms of marketing. And the product release date is going to be July 16th. So that gives me 90 days to walk you through the marketing. About 90 days. It might be 89 or 91, depending on how many days for each month. That's right, I don't know. But I'll get you through this. So the first thing I want to do is create a Twitter and see if I can find my Dream 100 as far as transhumanist stuff is there. And then go from there. What your Dream 100 is just the 100 people you need to make your business a success or launch a success. A lot of people in the tech field prefer Twitter for whatever reason. I'm not a big fan of it, but it seems like, you know, the people interested in Radical Life Extension tend to be around tech. And I once this gets to, at some point, Radical Life Extension to be more of a mainstream thing, once people realize how possible it is. Right now, you can squeeze a few extra years out of your life. You can squeeze a lot of years you wouldn't have got by being healthy, but I don't consider those extra years, because those just years you should have because you should lead a healthy lifestyle. So if you lead a healthy lifestyle, you can maybe squeeze 90 years out. Right? If you're lucky. If you're unlucky, you know, anything can happen. And beyond that, the extra, the Radical Life Extension part comes from what you could add on after that natural lifespan when you would normally die, usually of heart attack or cancer, or just because your heart stops beating, which I don't know if you'd call that heart attack. But I think some people only just, they go peacefully like that. Now, right now you can use what's called calorie restriction, where you eat basically at starvation levels, and you can add 5 or 6 years onto your life. And some people, they've figured out that, hey, fasting can give you a lot of the same benefits as a calorie-restricted diet without having to starve yourself so much. So, calorie-restricted people are adding 6 years on, which could be a big deal. If you look at what kind of technology can pop up within a 6-year time limit. But, like, see, fasting as part of that would maybe add on, like, 4 years, something like that. And this is guesses. We haven't had many long-term studies, but this is pretty much guesses based on what happens to rats in experiments and some of the biomarkers in humans that change. So, I'm sure all of that is not interesting to most of this audience. But it's just to show you that there is a way to market this to a very niche group. And I don't necessarily think you have to go niche. All right, so if you have a more... It's easy to find your dream 100 people that you need to get a hold of and make your stuff sell well. It's easy to do that with very niche things, you know. With, like, as far as people that are big and radical, life extension, people like Aubrey de Grey, Ray Kurzweil. These aren't people that are necessarily very hard to get a hold of. All right, so if you go, like, to just in general health and fitness instead of radical life extension, which I might actually be going too niche with that, because there's a lot of people interested, but are they willing to pay for something that that is they feel like they're getting all the information for free? And my goal, of course, is to bring them new things. Like, there's a bunch of people interested in that sort of thing that just don't think about the psychology of making it work. There is a psychology to things like diet and exercise that a lot of people don't take into account. So I want to put that in there and make this easy for them to implement. You got a lot of people trying to make calorie restriction work, make fasting work, things like that that do have a difficult time with it. And what I would show them is how to make it easy for themselves, or to make it doable. And most in the fitness industry, they'll do that by trying to make something a lifestyle. So there you got what I'm going to launch product. And I guess the next step is to see how viable the product is. So I'm going to go test next episode. You're going to see how I'm going to test the viability of the product. I don't want to just put something out there and it not sell. So I need to see what I need to, like, how I need to morph this idea, or if I need to keep it the same, in order to make it work for a large enough audience to sell well. I mean, I don't want to just launch a product idea and have it just be a waste of 3 months. So today I'll start with some of that testing, that market testing, see if it's possible to make this blow up. And then if it is, I'll let you guys know how it is. If not, then we'll find out. But first stage is just the words escape me. This is a test viability of the product, if it's going to sell. Test the concept, I guess you would call it. Right now, I know that there's a niche market, I know how to get a hold of people. So I need two things. One, can I sell within that market? And two, can I sell outside of that market? Now, I might not be able to. People might not care, or they might already have the answers I think I can provide. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 1 of Shock Marketing. Episode 2, I'm going to talk to you about some of the stuff I did to test the product to see if it's I'm able to take it to market. And how to develop it so that I can take it to market. All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.